Hi, it's Dave. Today, it's episode 233, and we're joined by Matt Porter, and we're talking about real estate. Matt was a former Redfin agent in the San Diego area. He was a top performing agent in that area, and he also has experience leading and being involved in the Redfin Now program in San Diego. And so today, I want to focus the discussion on like Redfin and Zillow. What's the difference? Who's going to disrupt the real estate market? Is it going to be Redfin, Zillow, Opendoor, another company? And I have some doubts myself on this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of wondering, maybe Redfin and Zillow aren't doing the right thing. So I want to dive deep into kind of this real estate market. I want to learn what's going on, get some better ideas, and hopefully, you know, everyone will benefit as well. So I want to welcome you, Matt. Thanks for joining.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's just a pleasure to meet you and be on here. So thank you.
Awesome.
You know, just to get going, I think 15 years ago, the real estate game for Zillow and Redfin was very different. They took two very different paths. Zillow created a great website that attracted people. They sold their advertising space to local real estate agents, and that's how they made a buck. And they've continued to do that up until very recently when they started purchasing homes. Redfin, on the other hand, built a great website that attracted people. They hired real estate agents, paid them a salary, gave them benefits, and built the real estate, you know, industry from the ground up, redoing it. Agents took a very hands-off approach, writing offers, doing CMAs, things of that nature, whereas people out in the field, associate agents who are 1099 contractors for Redfin, would show homes and let people in. And so anyway, that business has morphed a lot over the years to where ultimately where it is now, which is an agent that you meet who works with you from start to finish, but you do have other support people available to you when you need to get into a home for any reason. So it's a great system, very different from Zillow, and both are very different from the traditional model, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, from what I understand, Zillow kind of took this approach of, you know, being the first and taking the biggest market share, and just in terms of browsing, you know, their whole Zestimates and just aggregating as much information as they could. And they became this huge advertising platform for agents to gain, you know, new leads. And then it seems like Zillow took more of a niche kind of approach where they said, we're going to be more of a brokerage in some ways. We're going to actually do buying and selling for people, but we're going to try it in a more efficient manner. So we're going to do the selling in a super efficient manner, and we're going to try to pass on the savings to the seller. And same thing with the buying process. We're going to try to make it easier and faster and better and cheaper and pass on the savings to the buyer as well. And it seems like they're trying to kind of morph kind of this platform idea of a real estate kind of app and platform together with a better buying and selling experience. Is that kind of what's going on with Redfin and Zillow? Like, how do you see that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you're spot on. I think that a lot of people get Redfin confused, and the Tesla Twitter community will especially appreciate this, but it is a tech company in a real estate agent's clothing. They started as tech, and they will forever be tech. They are successful through tech. And so, you know, they were a tech firm that learned how to be a real estate brokerage. And so, you know, that part lagged a little bit, but they really had the opportunity to come around through just massive amounts of sales. I mean, my busy years in San Diego, I was selling 70 plus homes a year and, you know, working with, you know, hundreds of clients. And so you just get so much experience so fast. And so that's really been to the benefit of the Redfin agent. I think Zillow's business model was great for sprinting out of the gates, but they hit their wall. You know, basically they're just, how much can we sell our ad space for? And so when they started, I think, to understand that that was not going to carry them into the future, they started looking at buying homes, which, you know, Opendoor and other companies had started to pioneer. And so in doing so, that transition left kind of some of their advertising agents upset because they were buying homes and selling those homes with local agents and not using the ones who are paying advertising fees. So Zillow's got an interesting transition up in their future, whereas Redfin, I think, started with something that could grow into whatever it needed to be. And so they are really doing a pretty good job of, I think, understanding what clients, what their customers want. You know, I don't know about you, but the homes that I've bought in the last 10 years, they were not brought to me by an agent. I found them myself. And I think Redfin was the first brokerage to understand that, like, this is changing. We don't need to do it the same way. And we can pass on some savings to our buyers because they're doing some of the work anyway. So.
Got it. How long were you with Redfin? Like, when did you start and when did you leave?
I started with Redfin, I think, in 2014 and left in 2019. I was with them for a little over 5 years, with about my first year actually not counting when I was an associate agent for them. So I was one of their 1099 contractors, and all I did was show homes. And it was so awesome, because as a brand new agent to a brand new area, you know, I moved to San Diego, I was having 4 or 5 appointments with 4 or 5 different clients a day, showing each one of those people 3 or 4 homes. I was making decent money. They were paying me weekly. It was a really good gig, a great way to start in the industry. It just didn't come with the benefits. And so ultimately I transitioned into that.
Got it. How much would you get paid? Like, would it be on a per house basis, or how would that
Yeah. Work? So like in the beginning, it started out, I want to say, like, maybe touring one house is $35 and up to 6 houses was $100. And that pay scale shifted, you know, over the years. But they would also, you would also do other things like we would take the 3D scans for the home tours, attend the home inspections, things like that. Each of those was $100 or something like that. I think they tried to pay you about $25 an hour is essentially what they shot for.
I see. And then how did you make the transition to a Redfin agent? Like, did you apply, and then what were the criteria?
Yeah, a couple times I applied. They wanted quite a bit of real estate experience, and I had worked as a buyer's specialist. So I didn't really have any under my name. So I just worked my tail off as an associate agent, and then applied a couple of times to become an agent, and had one of my absolute toughest interviews ever. But man, the people I met at Redfin were just truly amazing people. Most of them that interviewed me and brought me up through that system had been there since it started in San Diego. So 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So. And how did you like get your clients? I guess most of them were introduced to you through the Redfin system.
Yeah.
But then I'm curious, like, when you see there's a whole list of agents in every city or area, some have less reviews, some have more reviews, some have more volume. Like, does Redfin like evenly distribute the leads to agents, and is it up to each agent to engage and try to win over the client?
It is. Yeah. It's really, this is another thing that technology really morphed during my time there. Initially we had what we called tour coordinators. They would answer the phone when people wanted to tour a home, and, they would look at agents' availability. Each of us was responsible for keeping a calendar. And so they would see who was available and try and put the person with the agent who either had the most experience in the area or maybe didn't have much on their calendar that week. Ultimately, that shifted to a computer doing all of this. People submitting tour requests online for, you know, like 2-hour windows, and a computer almost instantly finding the agent that's available, finding the agent that has the lowest, you know, amount of work, and also who's selling the most homes in that given area. So now the computer does all of that almost instantly, and then it texts the agents for appointments automatically, confirms them with the clients, and confirms them with the real estate agent. And so that's how all of our clients came, was through the website, through a tour coordinator, then ultimately through a computer who just divvied out the load. Mm-hmm. And yes, there were problems, but you know, it's a numbers game at the end of the day.
Got it. So if I'm looking for an agent in the area, like, I've gone to the Redfin site in a city, and they list out a bunch of buyer's agents, right? Actually, they first list out some seller agents. And I noticed the seller agents, they look like they're more experienced. I don't know. They have, like, better reviews. They're more, I don't know what about their profiles, but is that true? Like, do Redfin kind of give
Redfin
preference?
Treats them that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, it was always a problem, but yeah, like the listing specialists, they have a little bit more of a, you know, to them.
Yeah.
I think Redfin tries a bit harder to make sure it's a real polished profile.
Got it.
And it should be, because, you know, that person opens the door to potentially 2 transactions. And so you really do want your best people putting their best foot forward there. So.
And then I'm on the Redfin site for a city, and it lists like 10 to 20 agents. Is it up to me to decide, or, cause I noticed if I just book a showing, then it'll automatically pair me with an agent right off the bat. But if I don't want that, then I guess I could directly contact an agent and try to establish something.
Yeah, you could. When people would reach out to me first, or like if they were moving to an area, I would tell them to look at the city and look at the reviews and see if there's anyone that you think you would connect with the best. You know, if in the reviews they treated a customer the way that you think you might appreciate, you know, whether they were firm or soft, you know. And I think that's the best way to pick an agent or someone who's worked in your area. You know, you can look at how many reviews they have and get an idea of if they've been doing this for a while. And you can always call and meet with more than one person or talk to a couple people on the phone and get a sense for, you know, where they're experienced. I mean, I don't know how well you're, how familiar you are with where you're moving, but that can be huge, obviously. So,
So after you were helping people buy houses, so you reached up to 70 plus transactions in a year with Redfin, you moved over to their Redfin Now division, right? That's where Redfin was purchasing houses and you were in the San Diego area. Can you kind of share a bit about that and how does that differ from Zillow, Offers, and Open Door, and these other companies that are just outright purchasing, you know, houses and selling them?
I think that they're all doing it roughly the same. Truthfully, I don't think that there's a huge. There might be some difference between Open Door, Zillow, Offers, and Redfin Now. Certainly, you know, and how it, how they structure it might be different. But at the end of the day, I think they're all charging roughly 6.5% to 7%. You know, roughly writing similar offers, unless of course they're new to a market. Sometimes companies overpay for homes just to get market share. But I think they all generally do roughly the same job. And so honestly, when I would meet with people, I would encourage them to reach out to all of them. You know, in San Diego, we didn't have any competition at the time. It was just us, but, you never know which one of them is going to write you the best offer. And so I have no problem encouraging people to reach out to all three of them. Mm-hmm. So,
and then when you were in this kind of Redfin Now division, I think you mentioned in our correspondence, you were buying 80 properties a year or something?
Yeah. So I think I joined after they had been going for about a year in the Southern California area. I think they purchased somewhere around 30 to 40 homes in their first year. But I think the CEO and Redfin saw that this was probably where they needed to go. Glenn was not excited about it. I don't think he ever wanted anything to do with this business, but I think it's a necessity. And so anyway, rather than tiptoeing in, they decided to dive head first. And so that's when they hired me and a couple of other people. And I think, you know, from that year on, we purchased about 100 homes. And we were making pretty good margins, doing a pretty good, I think everything was actually going pretty well, but it became really hard to scale into multiple markets, you know, multiple buyers who see things differently. It was tricky, a lot of learning curve. I don't think anyone on the team had, you know, I probably had the most flipping experience of the group, you know, and so we were just kind of striking out to figure it out. And I think we did a really pretty good job. And you know, one thing that I mentioned to you about Redfin and where I think they stand a better chance than say Zillow or Open Door is their vertical integration, because they are a brokerage they can help that person buy their next home when they buy the home from them direct. They can use their own mortgage company, their own escrow service. And so that really, I think, probably positions Redfin pretty well compared to Zillow and Open Door. But of course, those are problems that they can and have started to solve. So,
Actually, a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I tried to, you know, sell a house on Zillow Offers. Well, I wasn't 100% dedicated to it, but I was like, hey, I told my wife, you know, let's put up a house and see what happens. You know, like we probably are looking to sell something over the next year. So I'm like, okay, what can they give us? And so we filled out all their information on Zillow Offers. And then we get a call from an agent and she's explaining all of this to my wife, but then like, it just doesn't have much, I guess, value, like proposition to me, because it's not like they're giving me cash right now. They have to do their own inspection. They have like this period, I think it was like 14 days before it can close. And I'm like, you know, I could just put this on the market. You know, I mean, sure, if I absolutely need the money or, you know, within 14 days, perhaps, so if I can wait a month even or something, I could get a better price, especially in a hot market. I mean, what's your take on this whole Zillow Offers, Redfin Now, Open Door? Like, what is the market and can it provide like a strong value proposition to, and what percent of the market can it actually capture, you think?
I think it will actually grow to be huge. I mean, because at the end of the day, especially if Redfin can figure out some, or the other companies can figure out vertical integration, they can virtually match the price of a traditional sale. And so then at that point, you're basically just arguing about Redfin or Zillow's perceived value in yours, and not actually putting it on the market to find out who's right. And so I think that actually they can, this kind of business can capture a chunk of market share. But I think that that is only first if they don't go out of business in our very first, you know, downturn. Because, you know, like the reason I encourage people to ask for offers is I overpaid for several homes, you know, sometimes $40,000, $50,000. And so why not? Why not get that offer, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but where I really started to differ, where, you know, what my beliefs and where Redfin Now was headed and where Zillow is, and the experience that you had is, you know, I personally feel that this product is so different that it really needs like a bit more care and explanation. I don't think that it can be done over email correspondence and asking you to just take photos and have some sort of phone call with a stranger and then have them, you know, because I hear what you're saying and it sounds concerning, but I know it's not, but you don't know that. You need someone to sit across from you in the living room and encourage you, you know, like, hey, this inspection period sounds scary, but I think I backed out of one home the whole time I was buying homes. You know, yes, we might ask you for a credit, but I was always very reasonable. You know, these are really easy things to explain away when you sit across from somebody and just have a real conversation with them, because you're just there to help them meet their needs.
Sure.
And sure. With Redfin, it doesn't matter if you buy their house or not, because if you don't, they're just going to sell it with one of your agents. So it's no big deal. Super low pressure. It really is a great system, but I don't know how, I mean, you're a very tech savvy person. So if you're turned off by the idea that, you know, this process seems a bit too foreign, then that's probably going to be the case for the average person, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something with this whole, like, it does need a personal touch, kind of, it's a big purchase or a big sale. And
yeah,
you know, and it leads to this bigger question of, you know, this issue of trust in real estate and relationship, because like, it's fascinating. Like, I've been following real estate for like quite a while, for a very, very long time. And what I notice is it's going through an immense amount of change, mm-hmm. you know, just like, let's say, you know, 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, people were going to open houses, you know, off of signs and stuff. And now it's like, you know, people are going, they're all looking online first, you know, and mm-hmm. they're getting their open houses and they're telling their agents what houses they're interested in. Right. And it's like all the agents, they just set up email notifications and then their clients tell them, you know, what houses to go to. And the agent's role has changed a lot, where it's no longer the agent is finding the house for the client who doesn't have access to the so-called tools, but the clients now have the tools to find what's out there in a similar way as the agents. And like, I've talked to some agents where I'm like, oh, what percent of the people in your open houses like actually like are finding it online, right? You know? And it's like almost everyone, you know, everyone is online.
Yeah.
So the question is, why do real estate agents, why does the traditional model still work? Like, I don't see these agents, like, you know, losing their jobs. Like, these real estate agents are doing quite well, like the ones that, you know, and you'd imagine.
Why do people buy 4 Series, Dave? I mean, you know, you just, this is very different, and it's going to take a lot of pounding it into people's skulls that, like, we're not trying to take advantage of you. This is the way that it needs to go. You know, I have no problem with the traditional model and people charging 3%, but let's be honest, it's silly. You know, I started in Paradise, California, selling $15,000 mobile homes for 3%. And I moved to San Diego and I sold $1 million homes for 3%. And the mobile homes were 10 times harder. It just doesn't make sense. You know, the advertising costs aren't there anymore. You're not putting your clients' homes in newspapers and magazines. Like I said, Redfin recognized this very early. And so initially they started giving buyers a rebate. They said, hey, you're going to get half of the commission that we receive. We're going to give it back to you. And that has shrunk over time, but they've also added value over time. And then the listing agents, they started charging 1%. And I think now 1.5% or 1% in some markets. So I think they've done the best job of adapting to an industry that really needed to change, because it doesn't make sense to just sell houses for 3% everywhere, no matter what. That's crazy. So It's an industry way ripe. It's ready. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. 3% off of like, millions of dollars of a house versus,
Yeah.
$150,000 house. The commission difference is crazy.
I don't want to miss touching on something else you mentioned. Sorry to cut
Sure,
you off,
no problem.
Dave. The trust aspect.
Yeah.
That's the other part where I think Redfin is untouched. So, when I was selling a $750,000 house, my maximum bonus was I don't remember exactly, but maybe $4,000 or like $3,800. That has never felt like enough money to me to do the wrong thing. But when you're selling a $1 million house for 3%, $30,000 is a chunk. And if you need to pay a mortgage or you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, it can be hard to do the right thing for your clients or to encourage them one house versus another. And so I just think that taking that out of the equation was the best thing possible. And just saying, hey, here's an agent. We're just going to pay them a small amount, but we're going to pay them 70 times a year if they want, and it's all going to work out. And I think that just needed to be touched upon because I think that that helps the trust piece more than anything, probably.
Yeah, in our earlier correspondence, when you're talking about the incentive structure that Redfin sets up for their agents, where they have a salary, right, and benefits, and then on top of that, it's a smaller bonus per transaction, and cost of transaction. That makes a lot of sense. It definitely does. I think Redfin definitely has nailed certain parts of their implementation. I want to play devil's advocate a bit here, and the past couple of days. I've been looking for an agent myself, here in the Austin area. And the first agent I chose, I won't name names, but this was a top performing agent in the area. Great, presentation. I was convinced, et cetera. And I interviewed like 5 to 10 agents of really, top producing agents. But it turns out that, the market here is so crazy that this agent just basically didn't have time for me and just
It's
said,
just a team.
well, and wouldn't respond to my, emails and texts. And eventually the person handed me off to a junior agent. And I went out with that person and just wasn't the right fit. I'm like, this is not what I'm looking for. So I'm on Redfin's site looking through their agents, but a few things, like I'm not convinced of any of these agents. They have some reviews. I read the reviews, but it's just not what I'm looking for. Like they don't even have videos of, the person talking, right? I don't even really understand what they offer different. Like I'm looking for a top agent. I'm looking for someone super experienced. But these Redfin agents, I'm just not feeling it. Okay. So,
I don't think you will, Dave. I'll let you play devil's advocate. I do think that there's like a level of commitment that I don't. Some Redfin agents do an excellent job of giving their clients that like tender, loving care, every single one. And I certainly tried my best, but when you've got 20, there's only so much you can do. And so, it's not really the best fit for everyone, if I'm being perfectly honest. And especially depending on your price point and where you're shopping, it may not be the right fit. I mean, I think it's truly a great fit for 80% of the problems. Brand new to an area, not trusting any of the agents and no real recommendation to go off of, I'd feel a little sketched out myself,
Okay, so here's my theory on disrupting the real estate market. Like I'm skeptical on Redfin and Zillow in their abilities to radically disrupt the market. I mean, there's disruption already to a certain extent, but are they going to be the runaway winners? That's the question. And when I look at Redfin, like I love the ethos of the company. Like earlier last year, I did like a deep dive on Zillow and Redfin, read through all their reports, and I'm like, Zillow, they are executors. They know what they're doing. Very tech focused. I love the ethos of the company. They do what they say they're going to do. They have goals, and they're very focused. I love it about them. However, when I look at Redfin and Zillow to a certain extent, it seems like Redfin is fixing perhaps the wrong problem. And what I mean by this is Redfin seems to be attacking inefficiencies in the real estate market. So they're like 3% commission, like we could do it better than that. You know, inefficient communication between client and brokers, we can fix that, right? The offer process is so convoluted, it takes so much time, we'll make it super fast and easy online, right? Scheduling, we'll fix that. The whole, you know, whole process, we'll efficiently streamline the whole real estate experience and make it super efficient and pass on additional value to the client. It seems like that's kind of the model of Redfin. And I feel like that's not going to disrupt real estate. And let me explain. I feel like perhaps what might be the problem of real estate, and whoever gets this, I think might be able to really crack the nut. The big problem with real estate is information. And what I mean by this is when I'm looking for a house, there's so much information about a house that I don't know and is risky and could lead to a big mistake. For example, what if I pick the wrong neighborhood? What if it's noisy? What if I have a bad neighbor? What if there's mold? What if like there's some structural issues? Sure, I have an inspection. They take some of that off, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about. That's why I have an agent who comes in and says, hey, Dave, that house, you know, is in that corner of this neighborhood, which is next to this, you know, store, which has some traffic, and there's a school where there's cars, you know, like these nuances that you can't catch. And that's why I want an agent who specializes in that area, because they can know the nuances of every corner of the neighborhood. I want an experienced agent who understands all of these problems. They go, Dave, this house smells a little bit off, you know, do an extra, you know, mold test or something. But what I think about is there, because there's not enough information about this house, that's why I need an experienced agent to compensate for that lack of information. Meaning, if I knew everything about this house that was possible, which right now is not. Right. So if I knew exactly everything about the neighborhood, about everything about the neighbors, everything about the sound and the health of the house and the structure, every little thing that is like 100 times more information than what an inspection report can give. If I had that information, I wouldn't need the agent as much as I do right now. And so that's why when I'm in the market, I want an experienced agent. I want someone who can help me from prevent me from making a big mistake, because there is opaqueness. There's not true transparency with all the information on a big purchase like a house. And so when I look at it from that angle, I'm like, you know, Redfin, Zillow, they're telling me like, fine, there's estimate price, fine. Zillow's telling me, or Redfin's telling me like some offers that are being accepted, what price they are and what percent. They're giving me some information about the market itself, right?
Right.
And maybe they might do some 3D tour, which is okay, but I can just go see the house. I'm not talking about basic information. I'm talking about next
what's
level.
What's like to live there?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
where do you grocery shop?
Yeah, I mean, next level, like 100 times the amount of information of, you know, just basic. Yeah. I want them to completely demystify the entire house. And I don't see a single real estate company doing that at a high level. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Redfin is limited to how much information they can share by all of the MLSs that they participate in. Mm-hmm. Redfin's always been the most, you know, lenient in terms of the information that they show to buyers. But still, the MLS blocks a lot of that kind of information. I think that you're spot on. I probably would challenge you. My initial thought is that even if you had all that information, I'm not sure that you wouldn't still want to pay somebody to verify it for you or to look it over. I mean, and so I do think that there's always going to be a real estate agent in some capacity, but probably a far diminished one. And blockchain will probably take over in some areas and take out some of this, you know, escrow and, you know, some of that guesswork. And so I think that you're correct. I don't think that Redfin, Zillow, or Opendoor are going to be the thing that puts the nail in the real estate coffin as it is now. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're probably all going to carry us over to whatever that is. You know, the flexible options, you know, our homes are becoming far more liquid with, you know, with when there's several companies who will buy it with cash. That's super helpful. And so I think that in combination with Redfin's less expensive, you know, but good service, I think it meets most of the needs for a while until whatever comes along that just really finishes it off.
Yeah. I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, what's another example is when you buy a new house, when you buy a new house, you're not as dependent on having the best agent. And the reason
right.
is because the information is more exposed, meaning the house is newer, the neighborhood is, you know, what it is. There's like mm-hmm. building permits and requirements, like the city's involved with the whole building process. So the lack of information is dramatically lower in a new house build for the buyers, meaning there's radically lower risk. Therefore, the need for an agent and to pay an agent 3% is a lot lower, right?
Yeah.
The key, in my opinion, might be how can you transfer that type of buying experience where you unleash hordes yeah. of information where it's very, like there's no risk anymore. Just like buying a new yeah. house, it's very little risk. So you don't need to pay the agent. Up until that point, it feels like the experienced agents are going to be able to attract a premium. They're going to get their 2.5-3%
yeah.
because they add value, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. But you're not.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Well, some of them do. They try.
We don't know.
Yeah. That's true too. They claim to. Yeah, so it's interesting.
I hate to bash on my own industry, but yeah. none of us has a time machine, so it's impossible to list a home one way, wind the clock back, and try it again. So, you know, I mean, it's all speculation, but I think you're right.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, fascinating stuff. Are there any other kind of developments in real estate that you've been tracking that you think are kind of interesting, new developments, new trends, you know, new things to kind of look out for?
No, I mean, I've kind of switched tracks since I got away from Redfin. I started focusing on building a house. And so I've kind of put that hat on and tackled it from that end. And that has opened my eyes to some challenges. But, you know, in terms of the real estate thing, I don't have much more to add other than my experiences at Redfin. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And a few kind of closing questions. So are you a Tesla investor as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I shared with you, but when my time ended with Redfin, I took half of my Redfin stock and put it in Tesla. And I have spent the last year just trying to figure out how my life has changed. I'm forever thankful to Elon and Tesla and, you know, and honestly, the Tesla Twitter community. I think that community was my group of eagles that I needed, you know, in a time when I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have access to most of this information. I came from a very poor community. So super thankful to have found the Tesla Twitter community and then Tesla. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And where can people find you on Twitter?
Oh gosh, I'm on there, but I mean, don't find me. You're not going to like it. I talk about weird things. I really just like sharing, you know, where I've been, my experiences.
Yeah,
I don't even know my Twitter handle, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay. I'll search
but
for
people
it.
Will find me.
Okay. Cool, man.
If they want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. thanks for the chat on real estate and kind of diving a bit more into Redfin. I find it, you know, fascinating. I still think Redfin isn't fully understood by most people. You know, they look at it as just a website. They don't understand the infrastructure that Redfin has built out to remove the inefficiencies, you know, throughout the entire process, like, you know, finding a house, searching, offers, you know, inspection, just communication, the whole marketing, et cetera. They've done a lot, I think.
That was a barrier that I just constantly had to break down, was just essentially convincing people that I'm capable of doing the same job and honestly, probably better than most people. I'm going to do it without the huge paycheck hanging over my head. And I've done it hundreds of times before. And most people cannot say that. You know, you can't just move to a new area and sell like $20 million of real estate. It's just not supposed to happen that way. So you get to learn so much working at Redfin. And so I really think for most people, using them is not a disservice at all. It's actually probably far to their advantage. I won more offers and was more successful at that brokerage than most other agents. That's just the truth. So, but I appreciate you having me on and letting me talk about Redfin, because you're right. Yeah. I think it's misunderstood. And though I'm not with them anymore, I am a shareholder and I'm not a financial advisor, but I think it's one of the best companies out there for real estate. So people should know about it.
Awesome, man. If anyone else has some more information on the true disruptor that I'm looking for with real estate, please let me know. I'm on Twitter, @Dave7 @TweetMe. I'm putting up my direct messages. I keep them open. Sometimes I have to close them because I get too much and I can't promise I'll read or answer all of them, but I usually at least read over people's stuff. So yeah, always looking for that true disruptor in huge industries, you know? I mean, auto, energy, all that stuff, plus it's like medicine, you know, you know, biotech, you know, real estate. You're talking, there's so much being disrupted. And just to keep our eyes open for that true breakout winner, I'm definitely fascinated by it.
So you turned me on to Lemonade. And that's right. I didn't share with you the other part of Redfin is when you sign up on their website, they start tracking everything you do from the moment that you start looking at pictures of homes to the moment that you buy your home to the moment that you turn around and sell your home. They know how many homes you see, how long you look at the photos, how many homes you've toured, for how long. It's an amazing amount of information. And so I think the part that's missed with Lemonade in a lot of aspects is also missed with Redfin. I mean, they're even tracking you on the app. So it's, you know, there's a lot of info, and I think that they will use that to their advantage at some point. I mean, they have already, and they will continue to do that. Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, if they can leverage that, you know, browsing kind of behavior, that the information, I mean, like, especially with the pandemic this past year, it's been like hard for a lot of people, but also for a lot of people, it's kind of made them rethink their housing, you know, there might have been a fascination with density and apartments and city life, but people might question that, especially with kids, like, hey, maybe we need a yard or something, you know? Yeah. And you've seen kind of Zillow and Redfin and others just like benefit from that added traffic. And now you see a lot of the real estate markets just really robust right now. Yeah, definitely interesting times that we live in right now. I'm going to have actually a real estate timing expert on. His name is Bruce Norris. And trying to schedule it within next month. But he's been kind of a person I've been following for over a decade. Kind of he's been nailing the ups and downs of the real estate market. So I'm curious what he thinks about what the next 5 years of real estate is going to hold.
Yeah. Me too. I thought we were going to get a correction a few years ago, but I mean, they just kept lowering interest rates. It's just been propped up for years now. So I'm really curious to hear what he has to say. Yeah, so yeah, that'd definitely be awesome.
Cool, man. All right, Matt, thanks for the chat and nice chatting, and we'll talk to you again. All right.
Thanks, Vinny. Take care, Dave. Okay. Bye.